it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Hit the button, Doxy Mama.
I know.
I hit it.
Don't forget to hit the button. Kara says, don't forget.
Good morning. Reading through our tailgater group that there was some sad news about Glenn, one of the OGs of the tailgating community, whose wife unexpectedly passed away this weekend from some sort of an injection for her cancer treatment. And I just can't.
Oh my God. You guys. Glenn, oh my God.
Oh my God. Thank God for this amazing community, though. They love each other so much, and it's just so neat to see it. I just love it.
Yeah, I hope everybody is lifting him up in prayer and good thoughts and just giving him all the love that he needs right now.
Oh, I hate it.
I hate it too.
We do have an email to share from Pat Johnson. Pat wrote, ladies, I look forward to meeting with you and God every morning. God first. I've listened to your endorsement of MyPillow sheets and others raving about them, yet I had my doubts. My husband and I have been married 47 years with three children, so we've been through a lot of sheets. And I thought, what the heck? I'm going to give them a try. With code CHICKS, I got a bargain. They are amazing. I tell anyone who will listen about the towels, sheets, and pillows at my age. I don't care if they roll their eyes. Thank you, ladies, for your common sense talk. Sincerely, Pat Johnson.
That is the sweetest. I love it.
And she's absolutely right. I know people hear us talking about my pillow products all the time.
And they're
probably like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they don't believe that we really mean what we're saying, but we do.
Yeah, but see, if you got it, then you'd know.
You do know. And then you send us emails like Pat and you get it. And then you become part of the MyPillow family and you understand all the amazing kitten fur technology. You understand the amazing towels. You understand it all. And you can get in on the family by calling 1-800-875-0513. Go to MyPillow.com and use code
CHICKS.
Do it today. You guys, we have some very exciting news.
Oh my God.
It's exciting for us.
It's so exciting for us, so we have to share it with you. Oh my God. You guys have no idea. So exciting. Nobody cares what we're going to tell. You guys, we're going to Vegas. We're going to Vegas. So excited about this.
I mean,
news.
I know like we told people that before, but like now it's booked and it's actually happening for real.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so we haven't been on a trip, like just the two of us. How long has it been since we've been on a trip? Really, just the trip for fun.
Was it Lubbock? Oh, you mean like a fun, like not work fun. Trip?
I think it's been literally since my 40th birthday, since we've been on a fun trip. Has it been that long, Miri? I think it's been that long.
Is that right?
Since it's been on just a fun trip, like just
that's
fun.
That's 10 years.
we go on business trips and we make them fun.
Right.
Like we always make them fun. Like chickens hit our windshields. Like we make everything fun, you guys. Okay. I mean, it's always fun. But like just to book a trip, just so we go as a girls trip for fun, you know, okay, well, there will be business. But I mean...
There
you know,
business.
But I mean, like, But we're going for fun, you guys.
It's going to be amazing.
Right. We're going to September. And it's like, you know, we're going to celebrate her birthday and my 50th birthday. And we're going to just have so much fun. We're so excited. We're so excited. We're going to Vegas, you guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you guys, we decided we're going to stay at the Trump Tower.
Yeah. We're going to stay
at the Trump. We've never been.
We're going to stay at the Trump Hotel and we're going to learn the NSYNC Bye 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 dance. That's
yeah, this
we're gonna
is like
do.
For sure on the agenda. When we said we were right. going to do business, that is obviously what we meant. So
obviously.
We will be learning the choreography to the chorus of NSYNC's mm-hmm. Bye 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 video. And right. then we will memorize it and perfect it and perform right. it.
Yeah. Probably. And so if Karen is watching, that's what we mean by moving product. That's how we advance our business, Karen, as we learn the NSYNC Bye 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 dance.
Oh my God.
Take that. Take that. All right. This is
Take
our
that
community.
That is a whole different boy band. That's a this whole is, different boy band.
This is our community, and that's how we move our product, Karen. All right.
That's how we move.
That's how we do. Other people have success. This is how we do, Karen. That's right.
Oh my God. Okay, we got to get to some serious business.
That's right.
First, a point of personal, it's not really personal privilege. It's about our group, our regular Chicks on the Right group, not the insiders group. The insiders group is totally together and working like awesome because we have Michelle helping us out with that.
Thank you, Michelle.
Our regular group, the Chicks on the Right Facebook group that anybody can join and comment in and post things in. There, we have it set up so that if you're a new person to that group and you want to post either a comment or a post, it requires that you answer two very simple questions first, right? So the first question is, hey, who are the founders of the Chicks on the Right? And I even put, like, yeah. right after that, it says, if you cannot take the 2 seconds of time it will take you to look this up, then right. this group is not for you.
It's not for
you. I
don't
know people who can't even bother to do that. Some clown named Scott tried to post a comment or a post in the group, and he said, he answered that question basically, I'm not playing your games. I'm probably to the right of both of you, and there are better pages than this to comment on. And so I'm not gonna answer your questions. He was so hostile about
it. Okay, well then bye. Well, bye, bye, bye.
I mean, what? Okay, like nobody what? Asked you to come right. here, Scott.
Right. Then you need to go to like a serious site, okay? You need to go to some other site where they wear like suits and ties because we're not for you, okay? We're not for you.
What the hell? Like that, I was just, okay. So anyway, I wanted to just mention that there is a process to comment or post in that group. It's not hard, okay? Mm-hmm. Like you can call us Mock and Daisy. You can call us by our real names. It's so easily found on the interwebs, whatever. I mean, that's one question. The second question is, do you agree to the rules of this group?
That's right.
It. And the right. rules are, don't post crap that's going to get this page taken down.
Yeah.
The end.
And get ready to partay. I mean, it's like
that's an unwritten rule.
And don't be a jerk.
I mean, maybe I need to add that.
Right.
So that Scott would be like, oh, clearly I'm unwelcome here because of my jerk status.
Yes. Your jerk-tasticness. Get out.
Oh, my God. I know we talked like late last week. I was going to go to this dinner, the spring state dinner here. I did that. One thing that I just wanted to note really quickly is that I didn't realize that this past Thursday night was the Democrat state dinner. It was virtual. How do you have a dinner that's virtual?
Well, they all sit and they eat their TV dinners at home and they look at each other online like this. This is what they do. It seems like a lot of fun. Well, because they, you know, they heat up their Kraft mac and cheese, and then they do this, you know. So these people, oh my God, it's like the people that I saw a meme yesterday when I was driving back from Louisiana. Like people are still they're in pools and they're in like outdoor areas, like swimming with masks on.
Oh my
And
this God.
These are the people. Seriously, these are the people who have been brainwashed by Fauci and CNN. These are the same people who are at the Democrat convention virtually. You know, this is the thing. These are those people, Mock.
I did not realize until I looked at the local newspaper yesterday just to see what the recaps were. And I was like, wait, So they were 2 days apart, 1 day apart, because the GOP dinner was Friday night. So the Democrat dinner was Thursday night, and it was virtual. The GOP dinner was 750 people. I did not see a single mask except for on the serving staff. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Everybody like, there was mask free.
It's like a virtual prom.
Okay. I'm so dumb.
That's going to work. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We do have important news to get to, but I wanted to bring everyone's attention to the fact that there are three Japanese university students who have invented a brand new face mask, and it's right up our alley because it is made of bread.
It's like those dogs. Remember the dogs? That we did a whole video on that. Like there's the dogs that had like the cut out bread holes, and it's, I need to find the bread dogs so I can share everybody.
This is like, if you imagine the heel of a loaf of bread, right?
Right.
Imagine the heel of a loaf of bread, and that's what it basically looks like. And so but this is a serious business. They have created this mask, and they say that it's like especially manufactured to actually fit over your nose and mouth, and you can eat the inside of it. Like you can munch on it, you can nom nom on it, but they tell you don't eat the outside because it could be contaminated after you've worn it around in the world all day.
Oh my God.
This is a legit thing.
You remember? Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. That's what it reminds me of. Don't you remember? You guys remember that?
God, how could I forget? It's the greatest thing ever.
My family's like, what is going on in there? It's happening.
But this is a real thing, and they say that the performance of these bread masks is equal to or better than that of commercially available masks. Like, they've put all the science into it, and so you can smell bread all day. Which is amazing, right? Wouldn't you like to smell? I mean, if you're going to have to wear a mask, wouldn't it be great to be bread?
It makes you feel comfortable and everything. Yeah, totally. Yeah, so, anyway. I would be hungry all day. I would be starving all day.
But you've got food at the ready. It's right there in your face.
Right. Exactly. It's true. But I wish they could put like meat in there. They could have meat masks.
Then you're gonna run into a breathing issue. That's probably true.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was like bacon, like bacon slice masks?
Or here's a better option. Just don't wear a mask. Another option. Right.
You've probably heard that over the weekend, there was just like a record amount of gun crimes and violence in mostly liberal cities all over the country. And that wouldn't have anything to do, I'm sure, with the fact that the police retirements are up 45%.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They can't have anything to do with that.
They're
though,
at
right?
45%. And then crime, I think I saw, was up 63% in Atlanta. Wasn't
that
right?
120% in Portland.
That's
120%.
Yeah, and I'm sure that has nothing to do with the mass retirements and the exodus by the police. Just has nothing to do with it at all. Congratulations, BLM. Congratulations, liberals. Way to go. Bravo.
Way to denigrate the very police who protect us from crimes like that.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the key. That is one of the key components of what our government is supposed to do. I think people don't understand that. That is, if you look at like what our founders wanted for us and that is what is in our Constitution. They are supposed to protect us. They are supposed to do that. That is what is supposed to be done is like, you know, murders and crimes, any sort, all of that stuff is supposed to be handled by our government. But the government's like, you know, we'd rather just deal with social justice. You know, we'd rather do that. That's not your job. Your job.
And we pay tax money to fund police. I mean, this is this is a basic sort of thing that we should all be able to count on.
People just don't care about that anymore. It's like there are so many unsolved crimes in so many cities now because there's just such a backup and a backlog of these things because, you know, we can't handle it. I don't blame these people. Would you want to be a cop? I don't want to be a cop.
Gosh, no way. And then, you know, what was it? No, it wasn't Austin. It was Asheville. It was Asheville. Remember, we talked like a week or two ago about how Asheville, their police department just released a whole list of crimes that they just don't have time to get to because they're so understaffed.
Right.
And so, and even broadcasting that makes criminals be like, oh, yay, I can go bust into cars and steal stuff and there will be no consequence.
Yeah. One of them was stealing a car. Okay. I mean, well, yeah, it's like this. So they're like, gee, I have it on my wish list. I'm going to go, I want a Ford F-150. I'm going to go steal one. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. This is what they're doing.
It's just insane.
So congratulations. Insane. Congratulations, liberals.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk all over the country, nationally and locally and stately, about school boards. They're getting a lot of attention because of CRT, but there was a school board member in Fairfax, Virginia, apparently the only Muslim school board member in Fairfax who gave a commencement address and told the students to ready themselves for jihad against capitalism and white supremacy.
That's great.
So that was a really uplifting, inspiring commencement address.
Yeah.
This is where we are.
First of all, I don't like, is it just me or is it odd for a school board member to give a commencement address?
Yeah, I thought that was odd too.
I thought that was really bizarre because I'm not, maybe that's a new thing. I'm just not used to it because I back in my day, that didn't happen. We didn't pick school board members to do that. It was usually like the valedictorian or somebody prominent in the community that would give a commencement address, not a freaking school board member. It's just not common. So that was weird to me. Second of all, this chick is whack. And the stuff that she's espousing is also completely whack. I can't believe that they're allowing her to do this. And everybody needs to know who's on their school board. If they don't like who's on their school board, they need to get on a school board. I mean, I talk about this a lot on our podcast. Run for school board, y'all. Run for them. Get on your school boards.
I think people are now really keyed in on this, especially because of all the CRT stuff, that the critical race theory stuff has been such a huge, huge story. And so we're just seeing so many videos all over the place of moms and dads speaking out at school board meetings and just kicking butt at them.
Yeah. Yeah. Sherry Vieira said that school board members routinely do that in Rhode Island. That's just so odd to me.
Wow.
I didn't know that was a thing, but that's crazy. I think that's weird.
I hope it's not because that particular woman is somehow revered in that community. I mean, because that was the one thing I thought is like, why would they invite her? Oh, well, I wonder if it's because she's like hugely popular, which is a terrifying thought because
it is a terrifying thought.
What her ideology is that capitalism and capitalism needs jihad against it.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a problem in America.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Speaking of schools, there are school board members in a New Jersey, it's Randolph, New Jersey, that are being asked to resign over their recent decision to scrap all the names of all the holidays on their school calendar in order to avoid any hurt feelings by anyone. So like there's no Christmas break. There's no Thanksgiving break. There's no breaks at all. It just says day off. They don't want to have any name of a holiday on their calendar whatsoever.
How is Thanksgiving going to hurt somebody's feelings? How's that going to hurt somebody's? Is there a pilgrim out there that's going to get? Is there somebody that identifies as a pilgrim? I don't understand.
It's because of like an indigenous person is mad about Thanksgiving.
They're mad about that. Oh my God. Everybody needs to get a freaking grip.
But I mean, this is.
People are so fragile. What's going to happen when the grid goes down? Is everybody going to be
Why do you got to say that? You know, what I'm paranoid about. Why do you gotta say that?
Eventually it's going to happen. So like, are people going to be like, oh my God, my feelings are hurt. Screw you. It's like, that's what I'm going to go after those people. And I'm going to take all their ammo. Seriously. Those are the people, all the people that their feelings are hurt. I'm going to be like, those are the people that my husband and I are targeting for their ammo. I'm seeking those people out. Bunch of freaking wussies. Can't.
So school board member Doreen Roche said of the controversial change, if we don't have anything on the calendar, we don't have to have anyone be hurt feelings or anything like that. That was an actual quote from a school board member.
It doesn't surprise me. I can't speak full sentence. Oh my God.
This is our America right now. Thank you, Tanya. Yeah. Tanya said, people are mad about Thanksgiving because we stole the land, apparently. That's why there would be madness over Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right. I have so many comments. World? I have so many comments right now. I just want to keep to myself. I'm going to keep to myself. Because we stole the land. Okay.
All right. Rob spoke this weekend at like a medical freedom thing downtown.
He was busy. He's very busy this weekend.
Very, very busy this weekend. Yeah. But it was pretty cool because you've probably heard IU Health and community hospitals, both here in Indianapolis, have said if you're employed by our network of hospitals,
you have to have the vaccine.
And so,
That is not fully FDA approved. But it's for emergency use only.
Right. But the problem is that I just read that there is a federal judge that because the same thing was happening in Texas, which I didn't even understand because I thought Abbott thought he had an executive order that said businesses, you can't do that. Like you can't require it. Isn't that right?
So I
don't understand
too.
How this is happening, but a U.S. federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit that was brought by 117 workers at a Texas hospital in Houston, Houston Methodist, because they also mandate that their employees be vaccinated. The judge tossed it out, saying it doesn't matter that the vaccines are considered experimental and emergency.
You have to take it.
Yeah. So I cannot believe it was just tossed out. I hope that they appeal. Because I don't understand how this can be a thing.
Yeah, and how, like, if there's an executive order, what trumps what? Like, how that works.
So yeah, there is an executive order? Because I thought maybe I made that up.
I thought so, but I don't know. We probably need to confirm that. But I don't know. I don't know. But I feel like this is going to start happening a lot, right? There's going to be, like, these jockeying of positions. Like, federal is going to go against state, and state is – and then there's going to be companies that are going to say, we want this to happen, and the state's going to be like, we want this, and everybody's going to be jockeying for these positions and these – you know, you have to do this. No, you don't. You have to do this. No, you don't. And so people are going to be like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, it's insanity. Yeah, it's just
really
insanity.
Is.
It's not fully approved, you know?
Right. And that the judge actually said, like it actually says the judges said that lead plaintiff Jennifer Bridges' contention that the vaccines are experimental and dangerous was false and otherwise irrelevant. I feel like it's kind of relevant that they've not been FDA approved.
Right.
I mean,
right. You just know that there are personal feelings and opinions that are going into these decisions.
Yeah,
without question. Obviously. And so,
I'm proud of Emmis, our employer here, because they've put out a statement saying, okay, nobody has to wear masks if you're vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you should wear masks, but this is all honor system. And that's that. And there's not anything about the vaccines.
Right. So basically nobody's wearing masks at Emmis now. Because I would be like, I identify as vaccinated and I'm not going to wear a mask.
Right.
Yeah.
No, nobody's wearing them. Mm-hmm. Nobody's wearing them. So anyway, that's happening. I know that they will appeal. And this is something that needs to get to the Supreme Court like in a big fat hurry. Because this is a problem that's happening all over. Colleges, I mean, like, parents are furious. I know there was a bunch of lacrosse parents that my husband talked to this weekend who have kids at IU that are just like, how can they do this? Especially when there are more and more reports of young men, young boys, teens, and like early 20s who are getting that heart inflammation issue, which is a huge problem.
Right, right.
There's no way I'm getting my vaccinated.
We need to talk about Chamonix.
Yes, we do. Oh my gosh! Thank you.
Because I have a hard stop at 6:30.
You do?
I'm sorry, 7:30. I do. I got to take a kid to swim. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so we need to talk about how you're glowing today. And I mean, it's the songwriting. I don't think it's the songwriting month.
It's well, but I do have a song for you today. So, Chamonix is the parent company over Genucel. And if you need help remembering that, you can
oh my God,
just
you guys,
say,
she works. She will text me and talk to me about how she makes up all these songs every weekend. I'm not kidding.
Chamonix, it is happening to me right on top of my skin, and I just cannot hide it. Do you love it?
It's fantastic. It's everything. It's exact. She didn't tell me what she was going to do. And she just, she came out of left field with that one.
Chamonix, it is happening to me.
Like she
and it
all
can
weekend
happen to you guys too.
All weekend. Happen. Yeah, I can. You guys just enter code CHICKS for an extra 10% off and get the deep correcting serum, which is like liquid gold. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing stuff. So make sure that you get it.
You enter code CHICKS at lovegenucell.com/CHICKS. Enter code CHICKS.
She is so weird. So weird.
And you guys, 10% off of anything. No matter what you order, you're going to get 10% off. But if you order the most popular package, that's when you get the free Zotique correcting serum. And that is the stuff.
It's the bomb.com. It is amazing stuff. Yes.
It is. Seriously. I have so many more songs. That's great. Don't forget to use code
CHICKS. Don't forget.
lovegenucell.com/CHICKS.
CHICKS.
What else did I have for you? Oh, the Westminster dog show. That was a thing that happened.
Who won it? What dog won it?
Oh my God. The weirdest looking mop dog.
Was it,
oh my
was
God.
It one of, oh, so it wasn't like the hairless Chinese dog? Thank God.
No, it was okay. A Pekingese named Wasabi.
Pekingese. A Pekingese.
Named Wasabi. Wasabi.
His name is Wasabi? That's such a cute name. That's so cute. That's a really
and
cute
he
name.
He just has like this impossible, just all one length, right. Ridiculous hair. I mean, it's just, it's one of those dogs. It's not my kind of dog.
Right. It's not my kind of dog either. I know. I need like big, rough dogs, you know, that you don't have to worry about their hair and like brushing it and grooming them and stuff. I can't groom a dog. Yeah.
No.
I know. Which is fine for other people. I'm not saying it's not fine. Don't write us. I mean, it's fine. Like, it's great. If you groom your dog, that's fantastic. I had a Scottish Terrier growing up. We used to have to take him to the groom. His name was Sir Scotch McDuff. He was very high maintenance. It's fine. I get it. I totally get it. You have to take him to the hairdresser and stuff and put the stuff in there. I get it. But I just can't do that now as an adult. I can't.
I can't have a dog that uses more hair product than me. That's just not normal. That's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. It's not normal for me. I need a dog I can tackle and like roughhouse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And like throw around and like smack around. You know what I mean? Like I agree. Yeah.
And they go, oh,
and then they like grab his like, mush, oh. Grab his mush and go, oh, the mush.
Yes.
The
just
mush.
Like that.
Yeah. 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 That's how I am with dogs too. Yeah.
You'll be pleased to know that Jennifer Lawrence is, she's released a video talking about voting rights and how GOP, the Republicans are basically cheating by trying to make it super hard for Black people to vote.
Yeah.
We actually think they're smart enough to get ID.
She claims to be part of this organization that's like bipartisan. Like it's, she tries to act like this group is, you know, I'm not Republican or a Democrat, but the Republicans are stealing the election. I mean, I'm just like, seriously, Jennifer Lawrence, I mean, you cannot be more liberal, you know, stop.
Oh my God.
Just stop.
She's and the
you
worst.
Can, and she's like, I just want us to unify and blah. She's one of those. But yet, the Republicans are evil. You know, I mean, this is what I
she
hate
said
that
the Republicans cheat.
Right.
That and we cheat.
That we cheat. This is what she's saying.
Okay.
That we cheat. And that she wants to restore some sort of democracy because democracy is fading and blah. And I'm just like, seriously? Did you see the last election? Did you see it? Were you there? Oh, my God. And like she talks about how, you know, Black and brown people are disenfranchised and how they don't get a chance to vote. And, you know, I just can't with her. She's so out of touch with regular people. So many celebrities
are.
All celebrities are.
They have
no idea. Right.
I know you have to go, so I want to get to talks before we run out of time because we got some really good ones today, you guys. So first of all, as you know, Daisy and I are going to Vegas. And so it seemed only fitting that we would have one about alcohol. So look at this.
Food, holding it to your chest. And if your body wants it, it's going to pull you towards it. Food, holding it to your chest. And if your body wants it, it's going to pull you towards
it. Oh, God, so great.
She is us. Look, it wants it. Yeah, it wants it. It wants it really bad.
It wants it, yeah.
Okay, here's how to make a fish laugh.
How do you tickle a fish?
Tickle, 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 look at that smiley face.
How do you tickle a fish?
He's so happy. Such a happy little fish.
Oh my God, he's so happy. It's like the happiest Monday fish ever.
Now, this next one is girlfriends who are terrible at recognizing red flags about guys. Okay, so yeah, absolutely hilarious.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me make sure the volume is up. Here we go.
Girls that can't see red flags.
Okay, so he went out to a party with his friends the other night.
He went to an Ivy school, right?
Super smart. He's so freaking smart.
Love that for you.
Right, so like, when I'm talking around his friends, he'll always look at me and just be like, shh.
He doesn't want you to embarrass yourself. Like, he knows.
He, like, hates when I talk in front of his friends.
Aww.
I know, it's kind of cute. Like, it's honestly, like, I don't know.
Boys will be boys.
Do you think it's a red flag?
No, not at all.
Okay, he also does this other thing. He, like, doesn't want me to work. He, like, made me quit my job.
Girl, does he have a brother?
It's actually wicked cute because, like, he gives me a list of chores to do around the house. And, like,
oh my
he
God.
Has to drive me everywhere I go.
You were telling me that, like, he took your license.
Yes, he took my license away and just, like, threw it away. Yeah, and he's like, you're mine now.
But he just wants to spend all that time
it's
with you.
It's so cute,
that
dude.
That is so not a red flag.
I don't think it's a red flag,
no.
In my opinion. And also, he just, like, has a call log and, like, write down who I can and can't talk to.
Is he still looking, like, through your text messages? 100%
every day. Every single day. He, like, really is such, like, he's always...
Girls that can't see red flag.
I don't think it's a red flag.
Not a red flag at all.
Not a red
so
flag
cute.
At all.
He just
no.
really wants to spend a lot of time with you.
He does. He just really loves me. He really loves me.
Okay, one more. It's a prank. Okay. I'm not usually into the prank videos, but this one was so random and fantastic. So in case it's hard to see, I'm just going to set it up a little bit. Anyway, I'll just tell you what's going on when it happens if you can't see it, but here we go.
So my sister was supposed to work for me all day today, but she partied a little too hard last night. Ben hungover, passed out on the boat all day. So we're going to give her a little buddy.
Oh my
send her
God.
On a little trip.
This
and
so
Sleeping
mean.
Beauty has awoken.
She says, I don't know how to drive the boat. And there's a
what?
Chicken.
Oh, God.
So my sister was supposed to work for me all.
Oh, my God. That
so
is
imagine,
so mean.
I kind of love it. Imagine the guy love it who's like, I'm going to just put a random chicken in a boat and send it out into the middle of the lake.
Well, you know what that is? That's brother-sister. That's like total brother-sister move, you know? Because I could see our older kids doing that. I could so see our boy doing that to our girl. I could. What? And just being like, yeah, I'm going to shove her in a boat with a chicken. Out to
can
sea,
you imagine
man.
Being her? Like, can you imagine waking up from a deep ass sleep on a
yeah.
boat in the middle of a lake
yeah.
with a chicken?
And you know, the first thing she would do, she would plot what she was going to do to him.
Oh, yeah. There's
going to
be
exactly,
revenge.
There's going to be so much revenge because that's what siblings do. That's what they do. Yep. You guys,
oh,
it's Monday. We're going to make
Monday.
It through. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh, stretches!
Oh my God, it's President Trump's birthday?
It is today?
Did we miss that?
Didn't know. So what
well,
is it, 75?
Well, we didn't quite miss it. I'll make sure that I wish him a happy birthday on Instagram and I tag him. You know what I told Miriam? I told Mock that when we go to the Trump Hotel, we're going to tag him in every single picture we take.
Because we're going to be
totally
at his hotel.
Yeah, we're totally going to like take pictures. We'll take selfies in the bathroom. We'll be like, President Trump, woo!
He's 75 today. That's a big birthday.
That's a big one. I'll make sure that I wish him a happy birthday. And you can wish him a happy birthday on Twitter. So we'll do that.
Well,
okay, everybody.
Twitter, so.
Oh, that's right.
He's actually not on Instagram either.
I'll tag his son. He'll get it to him. It's fine.
There you go.
Democrats are flipping out over election integrity again, and the World Health Organization says it's stigmatizing to name COVID variants after the places they were found. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll deliver the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
The cartels are running wild. Kids are still being used as pawns, and there's a good chance it's about to get a whole lot worse. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain the human misery I saw along the border this week and discuss the criminal elements pouring into the U.S. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.